Hello and welcome to episode 61 of Ardent Run Club. I'm Tommy, I'm your host, and today I'm joined by another athlete from the Northeast. He runs and is actually the founder of the Northeast Project Run, any project run. He's rapid, he runs sub 15 minute park runs. I don't understand that, but yeah. He's run sub 70 half marathons and he's currently training to smash his marathon PB. You already know who it is. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Kieran Walker.
Cheers for having me. Thank you.
How you doing, Kez? Can I call you Kez?
Yeah, call me Kez. Sounds good.
How you doing, Kez? You all right?
I'm doing well, mate. Doing really well, yeah.
Good, man. Thanks for joining me today, man. I've honestly been looking forward to chatting to you.
My pleasure.
I'm sure this will be a good one. It'll be a good conversation. I guess the place to start is to find out what got you into running. And then we'll just go on that journey. So what actually was the first reason you started running and how long you've been doing it for?
First reason I started running was probably to complement my football training, sort of at the ages of 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed running more than football because I was probably more of a fitness fanatic than anything.
Nice.
And then obviously started down the route of what most people tend to find cross country in school. Then you notice that you're half decent, doing not much training at all. And if you're near the front, then you get entered in some competitions. And then it sort of goes from there, really. And then at the age of sort of 12, 13, I sort of stopped growing compared to other people. So that meant that, like, I saw the path out of football and then went into running and focused on that.
Yeah, that's good, man. And was there a moment where you, because you said, you mentioned being at the front of the races, but was there a moment where you just went to another level? Because obviously you're pretty quick now.
Yeah, I mean, I've always enjoyed training. So I probably trained more than people of a similar age.
Yeah.
Probably as I grew up.
Yeah. Okay. And what... I guess that kind of answers the question, like, where did that passion kind of increase, like the desire to run, the desire to train? But did you ever see yourself running kind of full-time-ish sort of thing?
No, certainly not, no, really. It's probably more of a fitness thing, like in the younger days. And then that sort of led to competition. But I just always wanted to improve, always wanted to be the best I can be.
That's good.
Just keep aiming high, you know.
Yeah. Good attitude. And so what would you say your favorite event to run is now?
Probably the half marathon. That's probably my most, like, best/comfortable event. Obviously I'm training for marathon, that's my focus. But I wouldn't say it's my most comfortable event at all. I don't think it's anyone's.
Well, why did you want to do the marathon then? What kind of sparked that?
I think I quite like the idea of having a big goal and a big race to aim everything around.
Yeah.
And a big build-up, if you like a marathon block. It sounds quite cool.
That's good. Yeah.
Cool thinking of it, not too cool doing it, baby.
Right, I can't imagine running the Great North Run and then turning around and doing it again. That just sounds...
That's what they all say. I thought the same thing. Yeah. I thought the same thing, yeah.
Oh, man, it just seems horrible, but I don't know. You probably pace it different. I don't know. Maybe you can teach me one day. But, yeah, so... Half marathon's your favorite, most comfortable event. What would you say that out of all the races you've done, because I was looking at your power of 10, you've done quite a bit. What would you say your favorite race or your most memorable race that you've done is?
Quite a few, really. Probably the most recent being Brass Monkey. Obviously, that was probably the most successful thing I've done.
Yeah.
Which was quite a shock. And I never thought that I would ever get to that level, to be honest, ever. So quite happy at the age of 23 to get that. Yeah.
Hey, tell us the time you ran, please. For anybody who doesn't know, what did you do in that Brass Monkey half marathon?
Somehow ended up running 65 minutes, yeah. I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure how, but yeah, pleased with it.
Good job.
Yeah, and it was a good race, like with the other lads at the front. And
yeah,
they could have went either way, to be honest, that. One that you wanted to win and not come second.
Yeah. Hey, good job, man. That when that came up on social media, that was nuts. I thought 65 minutes. What? Good job.
Yeah, I still think it's nuts. I'm going to do it again. I'll go faster, but
yeah,
that's the plan.
good. So yeah, that one was massive. What else is What else is there? Because you said there's a couple.
Great North last year, and that was a bit of a breakthrough. ran 67, finished top 20. And that was a really good vibe, and felt, you know, just felt ecstatic after that. That was great.
That's
good. And obviously iconic race in the Northeast as well.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to do it.
Had
so
you done
everyone
it before
talks
that?
About it. What's that, sorry?
Had you done it before that?
Yeah, I raced it once before, ran 113 when I was 19, 20. So nice. that was my PB at the time, actually, going into it. So I took,
oh, really?
Took that's about 5-6 minutes off, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge, man. And on the other side of that then, what is your worst race that you can remember doing?
Probably not too recent, to be honest. Croft 10K back in March 2021.
Yeah.
Which was just one of them where you think you're fitter than what you are, and actually you end up a million miles away from it, and you have to question a lot of things.
You've got a lot of time to think in those races, don't you? Nuts, man. So tell us about your training then, because obviously, so you obviously do Northeast Project Run, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in a sec, but what do you do to train? Like, so you're doing this marathon block right now, yeah? So what does training look like? What's your mileage? And I'm assuming you're coaching yourself, right?
I do coach myself, yeah. From probably the last 2-3 years, yeah.
Yeah, nice. And so, what does it look like?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of hitting 120 miles a week at the moment. Some big long runs in there where I'm going sort of 20 to 25. A lot of threshold workouts where I'm doing things like 3x5K or 10, 12 mile tempos. Some big track sessions, like last week did 2300s, 400s rather. So quite high volume reps as well. A lot of mileage, running a lot.
I like running, but
I can bore you with it.
How do you enjoy running that many miles? I
don't.
Just do it. Just wake up and do it. Just get it over with. Oh my goodness.
It's a thought that you're going somewhere better. In the long run. That's the idea anyway.
man, that's crazy. And out of all those things you do, what is your favorite session? What's the session you look forward to the most? Yeah.
I think I dread them all, but probably something that's threshold based, like a long tempo. I like a marathon session where you go 50-80 miles at marathon pace, and I think a session that gives you a lot of confidence in your fitness.
Yeah.
The one that looks good on Strava, maybe.
Well, I wonder, how do you keep, like, that's a lot of miles, man. And I know you're a different animal to me, yeah, but how do you actually motivate yourself to be like, oh, I've got a 20-mile run to do today? How do you motivate yourself and get up to do that?
I think I've got quite a good support network. So obviously my club's really supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Some really good people I train with who keep me on top every day, keep me focused. Obviously I don't have a coach, but I think just having everyone around us, like, got a lot of people around us who are interested in running and progressing. So it's quite just my life, really. It's quite easy to just be in that vibe all the time.
That's good, man. That's good. And so this marathon block, what's the goal of it? Like, what race are you shooting for? And do you have a goal time as well?
Yeah, so I'm aiming for Manchester Marathon, which is part of the Commonwealth Marathon Trials.
Nice.
The Commonwealth trial time is 2:14, but to be honest, I feel like I'm probably a year or so off that, or even going for that. So I need to be realistic. In October, I ran 2:25 at Manchester before.
Mm-hmm.
So the aim was also run under 2:20. So I'll be over the moon with the 2:19, to be honest. You've got to respect the distance. So
yeah.
6 minute PB, that's the target.
That's massive, man. 6 minutes over 26 miles doesn't seem that much, but when you get into that pace, it's probably.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say I was quite happy with the last one. The last few miles I really suffered, and I don't think I was quite trained well enough, or maybe even old enough. I know I'm only a bit, 6 months older now, but
yeah.
I think the marathon, like, everyone says the halfway point is 20 miles, and you're definitely right.
Mate, that's nuts, man. It's actually nuts. And so how long until that race?
Yeah, I've got 7 weeks now. Yeah.
7 weeks, and you're feeling good for it?
Yeah, I'm in my sort of hardest training period, so I'm feeling tired, but I'm feeling fit. So,
good.
Yeah.
That's good, man. Well, I don't want to jinx anything, but I have got this question written down. Have you ever been injured?
Yeah, I've had quite a lot. Not recently, but especially through my teens as I was growing. Stress fractures and stuff like that, and bit of everything everywhere. Yeah, as I was developing.
Were you able to run through any of them, or were they all?
Tried to, as you do.
Yeah. So, what was your worst injury?
I got a stress fracture in both tibias right after each other, which wasn't fun.
That's dead.
So that was quite a long time out. Yeah.
So you recover, go on a run, and then you're gone again. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh well. How long did it take to recover from both of those overall then?
That was sort of like a 4 or 5 month period, really. So pretty much wiped out a whole year by the time you got fit again.
So what did you do? Did you do anything to try and stay fit?
Yeah, loads of S&C, loads of strength conditioning.
Yeah.
And I pretty much went on the cross trainer for an hour every day because I didn't want to lose any fitness. Yeah.
Fair enough. It's not nice when you lose fitness.
Not fun at all. No.
Yeah, that's good, man. And so was that like mentally all right, or was it hard to maintain that training around the injuries?
Oh no, like you feel like you lose part of your identity, if you like. You feel like you're not a runner anymore, and when it goes on so long, like 5 months is a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't feel like an athlete, and you see your body changing, even though you are still training, it's not running.
Yeah.
And it's hard for anyone who's out for a long period.
Yeah.
I wasn't really coaching heavy at the time as well, so I didn't quite feel like I was in the sport still.
Mm.
Yeah.
But how did the motivation come back? Or was it always there in the back of your mind, maybe?
Yeah, it's always there in the background until you can start running again, I think. And then it's probably even better when you're starting off after such a long period, like you're probably the most motivated.
Yeah. No, that's awesome, man. That's good. It's always good to hear, like, because being out for 5 months doesn't sound fun, but to hear that, look, I've got this mindset and this is what I'm still aiming for, and I've still got these goals, and that's still able to push you forwards. That sounds really good.
Yeah, you can always come back from something bad like that. Yeah.
As you are showing us. So tell us a little bit about Northeast Project Run. Am I calling it the right thing, or am I calling it?
Just call it Northeast Project. I sort of took the run out, but yeah.
Because it was on the web. All right, my fault. Everybody, Northeast Project. Tell us a little bit about it. Like, what?
Yes.
When did you start it? Why did you start it? And what is it actually?
Yeah, I started it in 2018 to mainly coach beginners at the time. And then sort of after during COVID, rather, sort of flipped it towards more like personalized running coaching. And then it became an affiliated club, athletics club. Membership's grown quite big. We got a fantastic team of people who just want to keep improving. It's all built around science and that personalization factor. And overall, I guess, improving the standard of distance running in the Northeast, if you like.
That's awesome, man. And is it just you that runs it?
Me and another guy who's passionate as well.
Yeah.
So there's two of us running the show, if you like.
That's great. And how many members do you have now?
We've got about 130 members. Yeah.
That sounds like a big job.
It is. It's a full-time job on another full-time job.
That's so cool, man. So running a lot and doing business a lot. I love that. That sounds like a good combination.
Yeah, it's great when you can do your passion, isn't it?
So. Yeah. And so how do you kind of know how to train somebody? How do you know what to look for when somebody inquires and say, I want to run this event and all that sort of stuff? What sort of things do you look for?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Like you say, you've got to know what event they are targeting. I always ask the sort of same questions first up. A little bit like some of the stuff you're asking me tonight, I guess. Just trying to understand the individual, you know, understand what they're about, the background, why they got into running. I think that's an important question. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to be? And then you try and provide that support network around them to take them towards their goal, if you like, and set a time frame on it and start working with them.
So if I came up to you and said, yo, I want to run a marathon next year, which I probably am not going to want to do next year, but if I said I want to do that, you would start by asking me what the goals are, like why I want to do that, and
what inspires you, why do you run? I think if you better understand what your drive is day in, day out, because ultimately if you've got a big goal like that, when your coach isn't around, then you've got to be pretty accountable and driven.
What's the philosophy behind the club? Is it more like, what's the vibe? Is it like a fun thing, like everyone has to enjoy themselves, or is it more like we're going for these goals?
Yeah, I mean, it's about performance, but I guess it's about improving, enjoying the journey as well.
Yeah.
So we do like 60 sessions a week probably across the Northeast. Mixture of one-on-ones and groups, and S&C stuff as well. Some of it's sort of like on Zoom and virtual still, some of it's in person. Everything's built around training plans, if you like. Mm-hmm. So everyone knows what they're doing on every single day. And that's made by the coaches. And yeah, we take people on a journey, if you like.
That's nuts, man. That's proper inspirational. I love, like, we're both young guys, and I love seeing young people doing something that is like proper big, like business, working hard and all that sort of stuff. Like, it's really inspirational. It's good to know someone else is doing the same sort of thing. So kudos to you, mate. I know it's not Strava, but kudos.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
And so do you have goals for the company overall? Visions of where you want to take it?
Yeah. It's always ever changing, to be honest. And it's probably changed in the last 6 months compared to what it used to be before. It's probably changed 5 times as it's developing.
Yeah.
And as new people are coming in, and as people keep achieving bigger things, it's like, well, where can we go next?
Yeah.
We certainly do try and target the big events, if you like, so like the big marathons and Great North Run.
Yeah.
And all of that. So we just want to keep hitting those events hard and having a big turnout and getting big results.
Yeah, massive.
And ultimately keep improving the science as well. Like, I'm a scientist overall. Like, I'm a sports scientist, and I'm interested in that stuff. So I'm always about, you know, researching what our runners are doing, and just keep evolving and keep pushing people on.
Good, man. And on a side note, I think your kit is really cool as well. You're all black.
I like it.
Yeah, I love that.
It is pretty trendy.
Yeah. Good job with that one. And then I guess another question about goals overall then is for yourself, other than this, because you've got the Manchester Marathon coming up, do you have any running goals overall?
I guess I want to become elite. I'm not going to hide the fact that I do want to sort of make it, if you like. I'm running London Marathon in October.
Wow.
We're doing Great North again, so I sort of want to make another jump after that. Every 6 months, I want to keep making another jump and eventually become elite, hopefully. Appreciate it. I'm still young and learning my craft. And yeah, but plenty of time.
That's good, man. Great North Run and then London Marathon. That sounds like it's going to be a
big summer.
That's good, man. And so these couple jumps that you want to make, where do you think that the main place that you got to improve is right now? Like, where's your weakest part of your running, if you will?
Yeah, I think there's two areas that don't really complement each other. I would say it's my speed, like over 5K, 10K. Like, if I want to be a better marathon runner, then I need to get faster over the short stuff. Mm-hmm. So I will be spending a lot of time doing that over the summer, or the early part of the summer.
You like 5K?
Yeah, like 5Ks, 10Ks, and maybe a bit of 3K on the track and stuff. And then the other side is that I'm quite poor, like, later on in the marathon, like especially my last one. So being a better endurance runner over, once I hit 20 miles and beyond, I need to get stronger in that last 10K. So I think that just comes from practice of doing marathons and halves and big long events.
Yeah, no, that's massive, man. And it's good to know that you know where you're looking at and what you're going to improve on that.
I think I do.
That's good. That's good. And what have you learned about yourself through running over the last few years, I guess?
In terms of mindset or physically? Or
well, both. I think, yeah, anything, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've learned that I'm a bit stronger than what I thought I was.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would ever get to this level, first off, so I sort of proved myself wrong. Combined with my job and everything I do, I never thought this would be my life, if you like. And probably 3 years ago, I wouldn't believe I would be in this position. So I'm really lucky, really.
That must be surreal, man.
Yeah. Probably don't appreciate it enough.
Yeah. Well, 130 athletes, man. That's massive.
Keep me on my toes.
I would love to see your calendar and your schedule. Like, I'm just imagining it would just be hectic. Like, just a long day.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
7 days a week.
7 days a
week. 65 days a year.
This guy is a hustler. Okay. So you're actually working hard. You're a proper, well, yeah. Good job.
I love it.
Oh, man. I kind of asked this a bit earlier, but in general, what is the most motivating thought that you have that keeps you going with your running and with your business?
There's this certain quote that I do quite enjoy. It's called "Hard work beats talent when hard." Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Yeah.
Sort of like the philosophy that you might not be born like the strongest, the fastest, or the most intelligent, but in the end, you can at least match or beat someone who is born with talent but isn't prepared to work hard enough for it. So,
all right, Matt. Hard work beats talent, and talent doesn't work hard.
Yeah, like it.
I love that. Yeah. I guess. That is, I was going to say, what sort of encouragement can you give to some of the listeners to like help them push on? But I guess that is the encouragement, isn't it?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing I see in the running community is that people are always comparing themselves to each other. I think that's definitely a standout. And people I coach anyway as well. People doubt themselves so much. There's a lot of comparison going on, isn't there? I think people just have to understand that everyone's individual. I think that's why the personalization factor, the stuff I do, works really well. And it's treating everyone as an individual, you know, as one big collective. And we all have different journeys to our potential, if you like.
Yeah.
Some go faster than others, reach there quicker. Some people take a little bit longer, and everyone's got to understand that.
Yeah, that's good, man. Your own journey, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Whether it's running or business or whatever, everyone has a different path.
Yeah, man, 100%. It's really wise. Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it. Well, look, this feels like it's... How long have we been doing this? This feels like it's been quick. But anyway, look, we're coming to the Find Your Fire round, right? And I've got a few quick questions I want to ask you. You can answer them as quickly or in as much detail as you want, just to get to know you a bit more. You ready to get into that?
Yeah, go for it, yeah. I'm really prepared, but go for it.
I also added a few surprise ones just because I just kind of thought.
Oh, dear.
Firstly, what is a race that you've always wanted to run?
London Marathon, yeah. Good, got to be.
Yeah, good. What about a location that you've always wanted to run in?
Tough one. Maybe, but when I'm not racing, I do like the fells and sort of the hills. And maybe somewhere like Snowdonia or somewhere off the beaten track, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting. Can you rank for me from favourite to least favourite cross-country, road and track?
Road, cross country, and whatever else, and then track.
This guy, you said you're about to do a couple of 3Ks on the track this year.
Oh, maybe if I'm forced.
That's so funny. Do you watch much athletics?
I do, but probably not as much as I should. Okay. Weirdly, yeah.
Right. Well, do you have a favourite race that you've seen?
I do enjoy road races, obviously, because I'm into that.
Yeah.
I think it's quite hard because there's quite a lot of people who are elite, and there's quite a lot of unknown people who have produced really fast times.
Mm.
So it can be quite confusing, I think,
yeah.
Even for athletics fans.
Yeah, no, exactly. Sure. Who is your favourite athlete?
Steve Jones. I don't know if you know who that is, but...
Google this. Who's Steve Jones?
Steve Jones was a British marathon runner in the 80s. Brought the marathon world record and stuff like that.
Of course, yeah.
He's my idol.
Like, yeah. Wow. Okay, how about your favourite athlete, non-athletics?
Roger Federer.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Even though he hasn't got 21 Grand Slams, I wanted to come back and do it.
Yeah. You know, to be fair, I root for Federer now these days. I used to be just Nadal, but then I just was like, Federer's been doing this, man. Like, The GOAT.
I love his class, and yeah, I hope he comes back and wins one more, but I'm not sure. I'm sure he will.
We'll see. Fingers crossed. Would you prefer more running or coaching?
Tricky question. Tricky question. Running's easier to control.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coaching's more complex, yeah.
Yeah. Do you
equally have the rewards, yeah.
Yeah, no, of course. Well, on that then, do you, because I know your coaching is very, like you said, it's very science-based. You're a scientist, sports scientist, everything. Do you ever seek out advice from other coaches who have done it, or is it kind of like, you know, this is the method and this is the philosophy you want to follow?
Always learning, and maybe not from coaches who I'm sort of speaking to or in the area, but definitely looking at what other people are doing all the time. What other athletes are doing, elite athletes are doing, and research, any research that's coming out. I'm always learning, yeah.
That's good. That's good. Do you have a favourite running shoe?
Adidas Pro 2s, which is my like racing shoe.
Yeah,
definitely. I'm more Adidas than Nike.
Yeah, fair enough. You know what? I respect that. Usually it's the other way around, but I respect that. That's good. Do you do much reading?
Not as much as I should.
Your schedule is pretty packed at the moment.
It's probably only boring reading, like research stuff, but yeah, probably not enough proper reading.
Do you have a favorite book or anything of all time that you've read?
Running with the Kenyans. That was good.
Kenyans.
Yeah, that's a good book.
That's all right, that one down. Running with the Kenyans.
One have a look at, definitely.
Yeah. Thank you. How about a favorite movie?
Oh, don't have too much time to watch them. but the last time I probably watched the full one was about 2 years ago.
Really? Brad movie every week. I go to cinema probably every Sunday almost.
That's a good work-life balance. you're supposed to have that. maybe like 300. I like that. The Spartans,
yeah.
Quite good.
Yeah.
The Underdogs, I like that type of deal. So
recent, you don't know anything recent.
Yeah, that was about 10 years ago, wasn't it?
fair enough, man. Hey, you're busy. You're busy. You got priorities. You got to stick with them, haven't you? So fair enough. What is one thing that's on your bucket list?
To go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Gotta be, ain't it? Gotta be.
Massive. Oh,
that's... Hopefully not to watch. I will like to go to watch, but I would love to be competing.
Oh, mate, that's massive. Ooh. Okay. That's what we're getting behind now. Okay.
I see him high. Come on.
That's what we're getting behind. Come on. Get one. Get him. And finally, do you have any hidden talents?
I used to play other sports. Fairly good at snooker, believe it or not.
Yeah?
Well, I haven't played for a while. No. I might not be so good anymore, but yeah. I used to enjoy snooker.
Yeah. Snooker's one of those games. Bro, firstly, I don't know the difference between pool and snooker. And secondly, my mate Stag, dude, we were playing whatever, either pool or snooker. I don't remember which one because I don't know. But I just don't know how to play that game. Like, I just don't know how to put a ball in. It's so much easier playing 8-ball pool than it's actually playing it in real life.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's a lot of technique.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm just going to stay away from that game and just focus on what I'm good at instead. Well, I guess we're coming towards the end, but before we finish, do you have any advice for anyone who's getting into running and wants to be really good at it?
That's a big question. It's almost trying to sum my job up into one line, but there's lots of things at play, isn't it? I think the most important thing is to be consistent. So if you want to start tomorrow, start today, if you like. be consistent every day, and then you're going to end up somewhere a lot further away from where you are right now.
That's good, man.
So that's my best advice.
Thank you, Kieran. Thank you, man.
No worries.
Well, listen, guys, firstly, actually, Kieran, where can we find you on social media and where can we find your company as well, if anyone's...
Yeah, so we've got a website, an office project, Instagram, Facebook. all that stuff. We've got Strava group as well.
Nice.
If you're into that.
That's good, man. And how about you personally?
Yeah, I'm on all the main platforms. Quite active on Strava as well. So if you want to keep track of my training, always happy to share that. It's wide open for anyone to see. I do enjoy sharing it and passing on some stuff.
Good stuff. All right, I'm going to follow you tonight. join the club if I'm allowed. I don't know. We'll see. We'll talk about that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Guys, this has been fun. I like this vibe. It's good energy. And to everyone that's listening, make sure you follow Kieran. Make sure you follow Northeast Project. And also make sure you follow us at Ardent Run Club and at This Is Ardent on all of our social media for updates on the podcast and us over here at Ardent. And make sure you subscribe so you're first to know when the new weekly episodes come out. Any last words before we end it, Kez?
Love that. Thank you. We really appreciate you having me on. Looking forward to listening to other people's episodes as well.
Mate, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining me. And I'm sure this one will go down well. And everyone,
my pleasure. Thank you.
No problem. This has been Ardent Run Club episode 61 with Kieran Walker. Hope you learned something. Hope you've been inspired. And I hope you find your fire. See you next time.